T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's talk to Norman Leahy, who is the Virginia columnist for The Washington Post. And, you know, Norman is tracking ahead of where most people are because he's looking at the veto session, which, you know, has the potential to be contentious at any year, but especially this year, Norman, because Democrats were so proud of some of the progressive bills that they passed. But when they look at the budget that they're now going to face with the revenue shortfalls that are likely to occur over the next couple of months, some of their plans aren't looking quite as smart, don't you think?
Well, I give them credit for this. They wrote one heck of a piece of fiction when they finished that budget, because that's all it is.
Yeah.
And yes, substantial changes are going to have to be made. The governor is mulling those currently, but there are some pretty big ticket items that really are on the table and that could cause, like you said, could cause controversy. And among those are the raises in the minimum wage, the raises that were promised to state workers, to school teachers, and other things. Collective bargaining at the local government level, will that be allowed to go forward? For that matter, elections in Virginia, will we somehow have to change how we cast our ballots? If not in the municipal elections in some localities later in the spring, but certainly as the general election approaches. These are all things that might have to come up on April 22nd. So it could either be an extraordinarily long day, or it could be one of those days where the governor sweeps all before him because there's not enough people to override any changes that he makes.
Now, he's in a pretty good situation here because I'm not sure he would say this, but I haven't talked to anybody, Republican or Democrat, that thinks Ralph Northam has any possibility of elected office going forward. I don't, you know, he's not waiting for Mark Warner to step aside so that he can run for the U.S. Senate. And even if he was waiting, I think people would shove him out of the way. So in some ways, that frees him to do things that might normally anger his base, to the point that they wouldn't support him going forward. The idea of having a one-term governor may play in our favor here, that he could potentially make some pretty unpopular but wise decisions about the bills that, you know, 2 months ago seemed like they were the panacea for left-wing liberals.
Well, I'm a big fan of one-term governors, regardless of the circumstance, but I think you're exactly right that the governor could take some really tough stances and really dial back the changes that are made. Do we need to increase the minimum wage on the 1st of January by, I think it's $2.25 an hour? Do we need to spend $300 million in the next each year for the next 2 years on increased state employee salaries, especially when the governor's finance director has already said that the current economic circumstances have blown at least a $1 billion hole each year in the state's budget. And that figure could rise substantially. And yes, the state has a $2 billion rainy day fund. The federal government is going to rain down an additional $1.5 billion. There's already talk in Congress of yet another round of stimulus bailout, whatever you want to call it, targeted specifically at state and local governments. So the whole budget thing is in flux. And yes, you're absolutely right. Many of the things that were touted, that these are the progressive values that we're all waiting for, may be put on hold, some temporarily, some possibly indefinitely.
What do you think? You know, Ralph Northam, fortunately, is not a newbie to this. He's been around for a long time in various roles. So he's not going to be, I wouldn't think, just immediately swayed by the staff that he's surrounded himself with. My observation from a distance is that a lot of the people that he's got around him are pretty hardcore progressives, and they have influenced his reaction to just about everything else around him over the last year. But this has got to be a time where the, you know, if he ever had a fiscal conservative mindset, this has got to be the time where that kicks in, don't you think?
Well, I think it is, and it does, and not from any political proclivities, but simply from reality on the ground. And I think what Governor Northam will discover is much what his predecessors, Tim Kaine and Bob McDonnell, discovered, is that there will have to be wholesale changes. There may not be any raises. There may actually be layoffs. There are actually cuts. Yeah. You, me, and the guy behind the tree may have to pay higher fees for certain government services, all to close what could possibly be a big gap. And it's one thing to watch the numbers coming out of the Richmond Fed showing the tremendous sudden stop slowdown. That doesn't make sense. It was a sudden stop in economic activity. And, you know, those numbers are not going to improve, especially now that we're going to practice social distancing at least for another month.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting, the story in the Times-Dispatch, not to bring up a rival paper, but the story about how the governor's team is, you know, they're having to vet these bills, the onslaught of legislation that passed through the General Assembly that somebody's actually got to read and give a recommendation to the governor, that they're kind of huddled in place, someplace in the fan, going through bill after bill after bill and creating those documents which give their best advice to the governor about whether there should be an amendment, whether there should be a veto, or the like. I mean, that's got to be a tough spot to be in when you can't communicate the way you normally would together at the Capitol.
Well, yeah, and it is a thankless task to have to go through the mountain of legislation that came out of this session. And I am sure there are no doubt going to be a few things that fall through the cracks just because of the volume and the clock is ticking. So I still do not discount, and I think, in fact, if anything, the case for it rises each day, of the need for a special session to address not only things that may, technical changes that may need to be made in any number of bills, but the changing economic situation with the state budget.
Well, April 22nd is the veto, right? So the special second session would be after that, probably, once we're kind of through this and we see what damage has been done, you think?
Well, yeah, and I think it would, if you have one, it would probably have to come before the beginning of the state's fiscal year, July 1st.
Yeah.
And particularly if they want to talk about changes to, say, something by voting by mail statewide, that's going to take tremendous changes, that many of which have to come through the General Assembly first. So I think that could only be handled in a special session.
We're going to have a war if they go down that road. I mean, you think I'm going to be quiet while we let people steal an election with fake ballots in the mail? I mean, you can wrap it and try to make it look as nice as you can, but that's what that's all about. Wow. I appreciate you bringing it up, because we're going to have that discussion. I suspect Norman Leahy, who's the Virginia columnist for The Washington Post, really appreciate it as always.
Thanks, John. Take care.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.